It's the morning show on the Ideas Network. I'm Dean Kallenbach in for Kate Archer Kent. Good morning. Platform, thought leader, ghosting. Those words made this year's list of banished words. Here's a taste of when you might have heard these words this year from news to pop culture.
Well, it's really the continued success of our platform business model. As a platform, developers can use
tremendous benefit to our country. Now it's a worldwide platform, and
our goal is to be a platform for all ideas.
Well, I think the bigger impact for Paul Ryan is he's been a thought leader for a long time.
I still like you the most. You'll always be my favorite ghost.
So nice, and I didn't know how to break it to him. So I didn't ghost right away. I slide it out very slowly. But now I feel bad because guess what happened after that? I got ghosted.
We're talking with two guests, or thought leaders, if you will, on ghosting, a number of words this year because of overuse and misuse today. And we want to hear from you. What word or phrase are you sick of? What would you banish? What words or phrase do you think are misused, overused? And what would you say is a generally useless word or phrase? 800-642-1234. Ideas at WPR.org is a way to reach us via email or tweet us on, I was just wondering if tweet is one of the words, or tweet us at WPR Mornings. Here with us to explore the 44th annual Banished Word List are Rodney Handley and John Shibley. Rodney Handley is president of Lake Superior State University, which is based in Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan. Rodney, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Dean. It's a pleasure to be with you.
And John Shibley is a photographer and staff writer at Lake Superior State University and co-compiler of the Banished Words List. John, welcome back to the morning show.
Hey, happy New Year.
Hey, John, let's start with you. How did the Banished Words List get its start?
It was at a New Year's Eve party, 1975. A group of faculty and staff were getting around over some martinis and discussing what words and phrases they'd heard of the previous year, 1975, that got on their nerves. And I think three predecessors before me, Bill Raby, ran the College Relations Office. He also was a contributing writer to United Press International. And he made a bet to them right there that if he came up with this group of five phrases and words that they talked about that evening, and if he went home that night and typed it up on his Olivetti typewriter and released it to UPI, that they'd pick it up. And they did.
Yeah.
They did. And that's how it got started, January 1st, 1976.
Most great ideas, I think, are developed during New Year's Eve parties. Overall, how many words have been banished through the years, John?
We're closing in on 1,000.
Wow.
And you could write a book with these words. And, you know, we're not telling you people to get rid of them completely. We're just asking folks to back up and think about how they express themselves in the English language.
So, Rodney Handley, you're in your first year as president of Lake Superior State University. Had you heard of the list before joining the school?
I had. I worked in the Upper Midwest at a number of different schools, and I remember hearing about the Banished Word List by listening to NPR.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's I'm actually quite familiar with the list, and it was really my first entry into Lake Superior State University.
Now, you had a hand in pulling the list together this year. What was that like, or maybe I should ask it, how did you wrap your head around it?
Well, it's I worked very closely with our crack team of wordsmiths, and worked very closely with John on the list, and so we tweaked it a little bit. He showed me an early draft. Some new entries came in there near the deadline, and there were a number of high quality entries that came in this year that we wanted to take a close look at, and which we did. So.
I want to note that wrap my head around something is a word up for banishment on the 44th annual list. What did nominators say about that particular phrase?
Well, the wrap my head around is, let me see, first of all, Linda from Bloomington, Minnesota wrote, "It's impossible to do and it makes no sense" as a phrase. And we thought about that, and we've all used that phrase, of course.
Sure.
But, you know, Linda had a good point, and so we put it on the list this year.
So, John Shibley, what qualifies a word or phrase for inclusion on the Banished Word List? How do words or phrases like wrap my head around come up? It's through these nomination processes.
Correct. It's an unpopularity contest. Whatever gets on nerves, we encourage them to nominate a word or phrase through our online form and for the last couple of years, our Facebook page. So whatever floats to the top, whatever gets the most votes, sort of steers the list. And then we try to encourage people to have a clever reason for banning a word or phrase because it is in humor. It's meant to have fun at the end of the year, one way to ring in a new year.
We're talking with John Shibley and Rodney Handley of Lake Superior State University about the 44th Annual Banished Words List. This list is from LSSU. It's in its fifth decade and lists words for banishment because of overuse, misuse, and general uselessness. Are you sick of hearing the word collusion? Is the word litigate overused? Does the term legally drunk frustrate you? I want to hear your thoughts about these words at 800-642-1234. You can also tweet us at WPR Mornings or email ideas at WPR.org. Rodney, let's turn to the list. One word in the family of acronyms that end in is the family of acronyms that end in OTIS. And I don't like acronyms that get turned into words anyway. This one goes a little far. OTIS like POTUS or FLOTUS or SCOTUS. Those are short for President of the United States, First Lady of the United States, Supreme Court of the United States. What's the rationale behind this suggestion for banishment?
Well, when that made it on, was nominated, it was David from Kinross, Michigan that sent that in. And it's, as you noted, it's an overuse of President, Supreme Court, and First Lady. When I saw that on the list, I was immediately drawn to that. Yeah. I mean, we're not all secret agent men and women out there, and we don't need to talk like that. And I think it's pretty much disrespectful to the positions, to those areas. Just call them by their names, President of the United States, First Lady of the United States, Supreme Court of the United States. And I think more people will understand what you're talking about if you do that.
Now, it's safe to say the so-called banished words are in your wheelhouse, John, given your involvement over time on the list. And wheelhouse itself is one that made the list this year. Why do away with a word used to describe an area of expertise?
Well, as my grandfather used to say, never use a $20 word on a nickel errand. And if you have an area of expertise or if you're confident with something, I suppose metaphors are always useful. But the main thing is try to add to your bag of metaphors to try to keep yourself and everybody who listens to you engaged. And if they hear a word too much, all of a sudden it just becomes a reflex rather than carrying any kind of cachet. So run to your thesaurus and try to find synonyms to leader or area of competence and educate people and educate yourself as you use the English language.
Rodney, we hear the word platform in connection with technology, and now it's up for so-called banishment. What did the nominator have to say about why this word should be done away with?
Well, it was Michael from Alameda, California, that said that people use it as an excuse to rant. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter have all become platforms. Even athletes call their post-game interview a platform. Michael added, please step down from the platform already and just talk to us like normal people. And I couldn't agree more. I think that was a clever nomination. And I would like to use this platform to get rid of the word platform.
Very good. We continue our conversation about the 44th Annual Banished Words List from Lake Superior State University. Our guests are the president of the university, Rodney Handley, and staff writer John Shibley. They stay with us. What word or phrase are you sick of, and what would you banish? Do you agree with the list decision to include collusion, ghosting, and platform? Why or why not? What words or phrase do you think are misused or overused? What would you say is a generally useless word or phrase? Give us a call at 800-642-1234 with your submission. I'm Dean Kallenbach, in for Kate Archer-Kent. It's The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It's The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm Dean Kallenbach. Kate Archer-Kent is off today. Coming up after news at the bottom of the hour, we'll talk about New Year's resolutions relating to personal finances. For now, though, we're exploring Lake Superior State University's 44th Annual Banished Words List, which weighs words based on overuse, misuse, and uselessness. Some of the words this year included ghosting, collusion, litigate, yeet, and even the phrase the most important election of our time. Here's a sample of where you heard those words this year thanks to news and pop culture.
So why'd you have to ghost? Why'd you have to ghost?
And I say it all the time. There was no collusion. No collusion.
No collusion.
No collusion.
I believe this fight is nothing more and nothing less than an attempt by our Democratic colleagues to relitigate the 2016 presidential election.
This November's elections are more important than any I can remember in my lifetime, and that includes when I was on the ballot. That's saying something. Politicians say every time, oh, this is the most important election. This one's really that important.
What word or phrase are you sick of, and what would you banish? What words or phrases do you think are misused and overused? Give us a call, 800-642-1234, with your submission. Email ideas at WPR.org or tweet us at WPR Mornings. Our guests stay with us. John Shibley is a photographer and staff writer at Lake Superior State University and co-compiler of the Banished Words List. Rodney Handley is president of Lake Superior State University. And John and Rodney, we have a call from David in Dubuque, Iowa. David, welcome to the morning show.
Yeah, good morning. My beef, I guess, is I constantly hear in the media and otherwise the phrase, I am mad. Meaning, I am angry, but if you are mad, it could be that you're saying you're insane also.
It could indeed. John, has mad made the list in the past?
Oh, I don't see mad on there, and I don't see I am mad, but I am angry does speak more succinctly to your emotional mood.
So you've got you've got your first nomination for the 2020 list.
Yes, we do. Vote early and vote often.
Thank you, David. John, back to you. While the word litigate, which made this year's list, may be completely normal in the legal world, the nominator who suggested it be banned seems to think it's been misappropriated. Explain that.
Well, politicians and journalists just love to come in on a word that sort of resonates with their the consumers of information.
Not journalists.
And yeah, not true at all. No, as a communicator, it's easy to reinforce an idea by sort of taking it from where someplace else that you've heard it. And after a while, that's valid. But I love online thesauruses. And if you can express and focus precisely what you mean, like your caller said, I am mad, go with angry. And if you think litigate's not the appropriate term, hunt for something a little more precise that'll get across what you're trying to say.
Rodney, as long as we're on words involving politicians, let's turn to the phrase suggested by Jose in Ozark, Arkansas, the most important election of our time. What struck him about that as a phrase to banish?
Well, I think as you played in your lead-in, it seems like every election now is the most important election of our time. It just seems like it's an election. All elections are important because we're choosing our leaders. And frankly, get out and vote is so using the phrase most important election of our time just seems redundant. It seems unnecessary, and it just seems, I don't know, it just seems like it's too fluffy or something. So it easily made its way onto the list this year.
To me, the most interesting word on the list is the word yeet. I had never heard the word yeet before getting ready for this show, and yet my team of producers is well steeped in the word and thinks it's a very important word to keep. Would you define that for us before we dive in why the nominator wants to get rid of it? John, maybe if you could join that.
Oh, okay, sure, yeah. Well, the nominator from Sault Ste. Marie, of all places, if I hear one more freshman say yeet, I might just yeet myself out a window. It's a Generation Z word, and a lot of our students, I hadn't heard about it myself until the first week of December, and I was educated, and all my students said, you got to get rid of this. And then I checked the nominations rolling in, and it came from all over North America.
Wow.
So I'm guessing social media probably echoed that one into obsolescence, if you can use that expression at all.
I know I'm getting old when a word can make the banished word list that I haven't heard of yet. So its overuse hasn't reached me. I'm talking with President Rodney Handley and John Shibley about Lake Superior State University's 44th annual banished word list. Words considered for banishment because of misuse, overuse, and general uselessness. Rodney, let's consider the next one, thought leader. We've heard it a couple times already in the show. What kind of feedback did this get from the nominators, and why do away with this one?
Well, it was Matt from Superior, Colorado, that said that thoughts aren't ranked or scored. How can someone hold a thought lead, much even a lead by thoughts? And Paul from Ann Arbor, Michigan, said, well, if you have to follow a thought leader, then you're not much of a thinker. When we think about thought leader, we all kind of know what that means. But it's kind of a slang phrase that's overused. So when it was nominated, we looked at the rationale behind the nomination. We agreed that this year thought leader needs to be put into the list.
Legally Drunk made the list. John, why?
Well, if you're legally drunk, you're probably sitting at home in a nice, comfortable chair reading a book. if where it becomes a problem is if you're illegally drunk and you get pulled over for driving while drunk. That's the threshold that makes you illegally drunk. So it's a similar fine point to when your caller said, I'm angry, not mad. Well, you're always legally drunk until you're designated as otherwise by an officer of the law.
Yeah, I think that kind of stems from exceeding the legal limit, and you just tie it into the drunk. That kind of makes sense to see how that fell into use, but we appreciate the fact that it's now been banished, so we can not worry about that one anymore. Rodney, let's look at grapple. What caused this to qualify for the banishment list?
Well, grapple is an interesting word. It was David from Traverse City, Michigan, that pointed out that people who struggle with ideas and issues now grapple with them. He said, I prefer to grapple with a wrestler or an overgrown tree. Well, grapple is, he has a point, and so it was easily, again, made it onto the list this year.
Well, as we get closer to wrapping up here, let's consider the phrase in the books. What faux pas has been committed when it comes to this phrase?
Just overuse. Wrapping it up, is it in the books? Is it ever in the books? It seems like everyone's holiday party is in the books this year. It's all there for friends to see on social media, along with photos of the happy party attendees. That came from Sandy of White Lake Township, Michigan. It just extends everywhere. So let's keep in the books in the library or in the good books section of your home.
Rodney and John, as you look at this year's list, any of the submissions surprise you?
I'll let you go with that, President Handley.
Well, I was like you, Dean. I was the word ye caught me off guard. It wasn't until John came to my office, and I looked at an early list of our nominations and what we were looking at, and the word ye was on there. And I'm like, John, what's going on here with this word? I've never heard it before, and I don't think I'm myself is that old, but he pointed out how the word is being used by students these days, and sure enough, as I was walking down the sidewalk, there were a couple of our younger students here at the university that I heard use that word, and I'm like, oh my gosh, there might be a point to this. So it made its way onto the list.
We won't get to all of them, but I want to sneak in one or two more in. John, let's turn to the adjective crusty. How is that being used, and what makes it worth banishing?
Oh, everything's crusty. If it rubs you wrong, it's crusty. It's become, our Hannah from Campbellsville, Kentucky says, this has become a popular insult. It's disgusting and sounds weird. Make the madness stop. Well, I used to get crusty pies, crusty donuts. Maybe at times I was crusty. I guess my white beard helps me along with that. But it is thrown around quite a bit, and that received, oh gosh, over 800 votes. So that sort of floated to the top this year.
One I used yesterday on the air was optics. That's a word that's on the banishment list. Rodney, what did the nominators say about that?
Well, it was Bob in Tempe, Arizona, that just simply pointed out it's optics is just simply a trendy way to say appearance. And I must admit that 10 years ago, I had never heard the word optics used in referring to appearance, but it's made its way into our vernacular, You hear it all the time. You can't even watch a news broadcast these days and not hear the word optics in reference to appearance. We think that appearance is, frankly, a better word. So it made its way onto the list.
John, in 20 seconds, how can people submit nominations for next year's list?
They can go to our submission form. Just do a web search on LSSU Banish. It'll take you right to the landing page. Read about the history, see all the words that have been banished. But most importantly, start voting for the 2020 list. And you can do that through a form. We have no limits on the number of votes. Vote early and vote often. So search on LSSU word banish, and you can get started.
John Shibley and Rodney Handley from Lake Superior State University, thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Dean.
And if you want to see the complete list of 15, you can go to WPR.org and go to the morning show page. We'll have them up there for you, and you can decide for yourself whether you think they belong. Coming up next, we figure out how to improve our financial well-being in the new year. I'm Dean Kallenbach, in for Kate Archer-Kent. It's the morning show on the Ideas Network.